It's Take Control Tuesday. That means Manta Musa is on the phone from moneysmartlife.org. Manta, we've been on this series about faith and finance, and last week you introduced the parable of the sower. So we're going to get into a little more details.
Yeah, we've only got 5 minutes or so in these sessions here, so I really want to encourage people to go to takecontroltuesday.com, take a look at the archive so you can get caught up on the series. But last week we talked about the parable of the sower in Mark chapter 4. Now, what Jesus is teaching in that parable is teaching believers how to be fruitful. What he tells us is fruitfulness is determined by the quality of the ground in which the seed is planted. That just makes sense, right? He tells us if you put it on concrete, it's not going to grow. So if you plant it in good ground, you'll get a good harvest. Now, in the parable, the ground is the human heart, mm-hmm. and the seed is the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
But now, once again, as we learned earlier, every seed produces after its own kind. So it depends on what kind of seed you're planting, but whatever kind of seed you're planting, the quality of the ground will have an impact on the size of your harvest. The better the ground, the better the harvest.
That's good.
Now, Proverbs chapter 4 provides us with insight and wisdom regarding the heart or the ground. And here's what Proverbs 4:23 says out of the Amplified Bible. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. And above all that you guard, it just said there, keep it with all vigilance, but also guard it above everything else you guard.
Ooh.
So whatever your money, whatever else you think's important, guard your heart. And here's the reason why. For out of it flows the springs of life or sources of life.
Mm.
So out of your heart springs your life. Now, if the seed goes in and it's good ground, you'll have a harvest. And listen what 2 Corinthians chapter 9 tells us, verse 10 and 11. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness.
Wow.
You will be enriched in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion.
Ooh.
And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God.
Ooh, that's good.
Now that's the word, is your heart good ground?
The question of the day.
Well, in future episodes, we're going to talk about how to ensure that your heart is good ground. But think about what that says. The word goes into the heart. We just read the word of God out of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and we encourage people to go back, read their Bibles, read the full chapters for context. But he said he'll supply not only seed, he'll supply you bread for your food, and then he'll provide you even more so you can be generous, not some of the time, but all the time.
Yes, and that was from our very first episode when we were talking about your faith and your finances. Ooh, this is so good. I cannot wait for future episodes. Manta Musa from moneysmartlife.org. And also, you can get the archives, like he mentioned, at takecontroltuesday.com. Manta, thank you so much.
Thank you.